Okay, we do have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay, we've got a motion and a second to deny the application as presented.
So before you make a vote, I also have written down some of your comments, Howard, that the addition to the living space of the home is not consistent with the surrounding single-family homes. With the addition to rental, a nightly rental to existing single-family home, the owner will continue to live in. That's somewhat
correct.
Is that fine? Okay.
Are you good with that being included? So we have that motion. Second, any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application as presented, raise your hand. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
So we've one abstention, one no.
6-1 with one abstaining. Okay. You might explain the appeal process timeline.
So you do have an opportunity. You can work with Scott's team, but there's a board of adjustments that you can.
There's a 90-day window to make an appeal on a decision by commission.
To go through the process.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next, moving to proposed nightly rental use off Ruby's Rest in Reed Spring.
Russell, is there anybody outside?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd be voting for an extension. I think it's 9:30. Is it 9:30 when we have to vote for an extension?
Yeah. Well, let's not get to that.
Yeah. Three left.
No, we can move.
Nobody out. Okay. So case number 2134, lot 9 in Ruby's Rest. Applicant owner Bridger Hardy is seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for a future two-bedroom single-family home on lot 9. For the Taney County's assessor's information, subject's property is approximately 1.25 acres in size with no structures on the property. It is located in the Clevenger Ridge subdivision. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater, approved through Taney County Environmental Services. So again, our standard conditional use nightly rental. And we're pretty consistent with the two bedrooms so far. So two bedroom is maximum occupancy of 6. With the occupancy of 6, we would need 3 parking spaces. And obviously, when they got the construction permit, they're going to do the septic permit to match. So we don't have an existing septic. The septic, we're going to have to match the 6 occupants, more like a 3-bedroom home versus a 2-bedroom because of the occupancy. So this is the 160 in Hampton Road, and you go down Hampton Road. This is actually 2 lots, and I think I've separated them. Yes. So you have lot 9 and lot 10. Subject's application is on lot 9. Just a proposed plan of the structure. And I took some photos. This is off of Ruby's Rest Road. And then I just turned and looked back to the north. Back to the south to the B&B, then drove to the edge of the lot, and back to the north, and there's the entrance, and now I'm on the east side of the lot, looking back to where I took the previous pictures.
And then I got a couple more pictures of just the entrance off of Hampton. And some previous application, that was some of the discussion. So that I would turn it over to the applicant and their representatives.
My name is Mike Dorch. I represent Bridger Hardy. He goes by Ammon, so I'll go by that. First off, I want to start by apologizing for last time. It'd be hard for us to, I think, have handled it any poorly or any worse than we did. Bad timing, and to be honest with you, we had no idea that nightly rentals in this area were a hot-button issue, so sorry. We tried to do it right this time. We've carried around a little packet, little mini packet of what you got that showed the floor plan, the layout of what we were doing, the basic proposal, carried it to all of the residents in the Clevenger Ridge subdivision, of which this is one of the lots. Left the packet with them, and we did this a week, about 5 days before we submitted the application. And soliciting comments, we have 10 of the 13 lots have voiced approval for it. The other three we just simply did not hear from. I also took this same packet to everybody on Hampton Road that was across the street from the Clevenger Ridge subdivision, and then also out in the a few of the homes over there in Live Oaks that were also close, people that we thought that would be impacted. This is an unusual lot in that it fronts on two roads. It fronts on Hampton and on Ruby's Rest. Ruby's Rest is a gravel road that serves the Hummingbird Inn. Hampton Road, obviously, is a paved county road. And Ammon, the applicant, is comfortable with building the home on either of those front on either of those roads. If it's a, he's an out-of-state owner. He's and so this is going to be an income-producing property for him no matter what. So if we don't get an approval for nightly rentals, which is his preference, because he uses this to come to when he visits. He's kin and family, so they'll have their own place to stay. And nightly rentals would make that a little easier to work with, but he's comfortable with doing it with on a monthly basis, kind of a more of a long-term, short-term slash long-term 3 to 6 month lease, so he can work around it. If he gets the nightly rental approval, he will build it on Ruby's Rest. It's less desirable. It's a gravel road. Plus, he's going to have to participate then in the maintenance of that road, and it's private, and it's also the main entry for the inn. Otherwise, if this doesn't go through, he's just going to build the very same home over there on Hampton Road. And then just do a monthly rental for it. So with that, so I think that was the trade-off. He's giving up a little bit of value and a little bit of, equity to put it there on Ruby's Rest. But we think that's a better solution as a buffer to the, because it kind of establishes Ruby's Rest. There's only one home on Ruby's Rest. That's me, and I approve. So we think that, and that's right across the street from the inn, so that gives a nice, good buffer. It might be a good place to delineate and, to make a good line where nightly rentals end and otherwise, rather than have some, take a little of the arbitrary out of it. But I guess that's all I've got. It's just going to be a little freestanding. I think the rest of it's been explained, unless you guys have got any questions.
Any specific questions? Did the last applicant have several cabins?
I represented them too as various owners. He was one of them.
Yeah.
My son, Chris, was the owner of the Hummingbird Inn, was one of them. The one thing I ought to point out, too, is I think last time we met, we thought the Hummingbird Inn was a grandfathered use. That turned out to not be the case. It actually received a Div 3 permit in 2001, so it's been in operation for almost 21 years. And so all of those guys got together because They just decided they were going to try and do something big, and anyway, you guys said no, so we didn't do it.
I know the concern was up by the mailbox and where the bus came in and all that to pick up kids.
I think that was part of it. I think common septics.
Yeah.
I remember that discussion, water system. I mean, we had several discussions on.
So this looks like a you know, much more thought-out plan as far as impact to the neighborhood. So.
Well, the ones that I spoke with, all as part of the neighborhood, all told me they'd rather have it over there than on Hampton.
Yeah.
And he's willing to do that. He's willing to give up the value because he'll get a little higher rent with the nightly rentals.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good trade.
Well, let's see. Anybody have questions before we see if there's anybody? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of the application?
My good buddy Ken.
In opposition? Is that?
He really is my friend.
You want to go ahead and come up?
Y'all heard from me before on the other. Kenneth Coleman, who live on Hampton Road on that house on the east there, yeah. And I actually got 50 acres on all of that there. My daughter lives in the house on Hampton Road there, and just sold my mother's house up north of there. So except for that, we own the whole 50 acres over there and all. But, and you know, just like everybody knows, this piece of property was discussed in last year, and it's actually a portion of the property that was going to be in the Hummingbird Resort. It encompassed Lot 9. But in that presentation, Lot 9 was not called out as separately. It was just part of the acreage of the Hummingbird. And the applicants on that request included Bridger Hardy, who's the same applicant on tonight's application, but he was the sole and separate owner of Lot 9. It was not a group ownership that this has been cut out of. It was presented as a sole and separate ownership. So basically we're talking about the same land and the same applicant that we discussed here before. And it was initially denied by this board, and ultimately it was denied by the Taney County Commission. To the commission, and they said it was not compatible in the residential area. And the statute at that time stated that the county commission's overriding authority would be final. The I've heard this is a new application, but it's not really a new application. It's a rewording of the old application with the same results in the end. If this conditional permit is approved, it will be used to justify future conditional use permits on the remaining lots that they have in there. And so we'll end up with the same thing. A whole section of nightly rental cabins is what was denied to begin with. You know, the house that Mr. Hardy is proposing is basically the same floor plan and size as the cabins they were talking about. So, you know, the end result would be many small cabins used for nightly rentals as proposed in the original Hummingbird Resort project, but then denied by this board and the county commission. It would be reasonable to believe that this is an attempt to get around the previous decision of the Planning Commission and the County Commission. And our neighborhood's got the same people in it. Only personnel change in the whole neighborhood. My mother died last year, so she's not part of it. Everybody else is the same. All the houses are the same. So what I'd like the commission to do